Now it's a massive day for underage girls rugby in the Dexcom Stadium on Sunday with three finals taking place. Ballinasloe go up against Westport at 11 o'clock in the under-16 final. It's Tuam Uachtaráin against Ballinasloe in the under-14 final at 12:30. But the game that we're going focusing on here is the under-18 Bank of Ireland Girls Cup final taking place at 2:30 in the Dexcom Stadium on Sunday. Tuam Uachtaráin against Ballina. Delighted to be joined by the Tuam Uachtaráin joint managers, Norman Tierney and Owen Lydon. First, Norman, Owen, thanks a million for joining us here on Go Away BFM.
Pleasure, as always.
Lads, we're here to focus on the under 18 game, but we'll touch in first on the other two games, particularly the under 14 game. Two clubs put in an awful lot of work into their rugby, and a big occasion for both your under 14 girls as well as the Ballinasloe girls.
Yes, we'll say we have a good few girls here this year now that we'll say only took up the rugby, but they've taken to it like duck to water. Looking forward to this bunch of girls. They're an athletic bunch of girls. I think do expect the game against Ballinasloe going to be it'll be a close game. I think it should be a good game now across the board.
And how important is it that they're part of this occasion as well, lads? Because like the under 16, the under 18 were the first two matches I'd know us before we arranged to have a chat again. But the under 14 thrown in there as well. It's important for attracting players to the game that you've experienced in particular over the last couple of years, that they're part of big days like this.
We'll say with just looking at our current ladies team, they all started at under 14, and that's where they got the love of the rugby. Like they gel very well. They like playing together. They like having fun together. And they just stayed at it. I think it's what we're about really. And it just keeps them there. Like I think you have to start them young, even at under 12. I think that you need to get them in.
And that's the most important thing, getting them in. As you'll understand, lads, I probably won't be cheering you on in the 14 final, but we wish both yourselves, Tuam Uachtaráin and Ballinasloe, the best of luck in that. I will be cheering you on in the under 18 final. You go up against Ballina, another big opportunity for these young players, as you've just touched on there, Norman, coming through the ranks and to get an opportunity again to go for more silverware.
Oh yeah, it's an opportunity to go for more silverware, but we're really going to be up against it. That Ballina is a serious side with their three Irish internationals, all fresh from a good tour there to Wales. I think through the league we were probably kind of the best of the rest, rather than we finished fourth, but we were the best of the rest. I just think we're really going to be up against it.
I think the big stadium will probably suit Ballina more, but cup is cup. You never know on the day. A bounce of a ball here, a bounce of a ball there. You never know. We'll go out fighting anyhow.
Yeah, no, and even taking that point in as well, because I'm aware, like your players, you're on about the scrum half, Gráinne Moore and the flanker, Éilidh Quinn, and of course the winger, Emily Foley. They're the three internationals. You've won yourselves. We'll get to that in a moment. But Ballina will be coming in as a form team as well. Did a big victory over Ballinrobe in the semi-finals. And there are a few other key players there, the likes of Bevan Gill comes to mind.
They have talent across the board on that squad. And they turned over a very fancied Craigs team. I thought Craigs would go all the way in that under 18s. So they are coming strong. They're going to be formidable on Sunday. And we've no illusions about that now.
Yeah, and Norman, even taking Owen mentioned there, Craigs as well, because they're probably the measuring stick at the moment, because Craigs did beat you in the league semi-final earlier in the year as well. Ballina being the form team with their big names, which even a lot of strong players too. But before we get to them, they even looking at your campaign during the cup, like good results against Corrib, a bit closer against Corinthians, but still two tries between the end. He also put in a good performance in the semi-final victory against Westport at the end of March.
It's great to have a bit of form going in, give the girls a bit of confidence in what we're trying to do. We have serious leaders out there, so we have some good players. As Norman said, like we won't be rolling over by any stretch, but
And we had a huge loss this year with injuries, but with Alva Gannon, who would have been a key player to that team. If she didn't do her ACL, I'd say she'd have been on the Irish under 18s this year. Who was a huge loss to us now. But
other girls stepped up then. We say coming up our, with our cup run, they seem to be, we seem to be improving every game. So we'd be hoping that we might improve another bit on Sunday.
I know, and even to, even like looking at that too, and obviously you don't want to be losing the player of Alba's talent there too. Ella Burns is the name that stands out, I suppose. She's an Irish international as well. You've got a few Connacht players, but you talked as well about pathway, and like, yeah, I was even looking at the 2022 Connacht team, where I think it's six players from that who'll be part of your senior setup there now as well. And no doubt there's a few overlapping between the team that did so well last week against University of Galway that probably were part of that squad at least that will be involved on Sunday and have that big game experience.
Oh yeah, well, when you're talking about like Ella Burns, like she was ridiculously dropped from that Irish squad before they travelled. You know, we're flabbergasted. We couldn't understand that they must have serious players if they're leaving somebody of Ella's talent behind them. You know,
I agree with you, Dad, because she's been involved in the Connacht setup for three or four seasons. Like, she's a quality player.
Oh, she come on for the second half for us last Sunday with the senior women, and she's probably the best player in the park for that half. Do you know, she's a serious talent. But yeah, anyways, we could go on giving out about it.
Too, but look, the great thing about it too, Norman, is that you have her for the game. She'd be in the front row. Uleen Illion is another player that comes to mind. Chloe Keneally probably behind them. You have Louise Shoigu, who was part of the Connacht setup as well. I think there's a Naomi Ward in there too. So there's a good spread of players there that are forming the nucleus of this under-18 team.
Yeah, we'll say our pack, I think, will stand up. I think with those players that you mentioned there, I think they are all leaders on the pitch. And I think our pack will be strong enough. We'll say Ballet have the pace out wide. We just have to come up with a plan to try and counteract that. But we'll see on the day. Yeah,
and Owen, how does that play into tactics? Because obviously Ballina are a team you know well. You've spoken about them already there too. But you've been able to get the scores in the big games of merit so far. But this is going up another level too, because Ballina will probably be coming into this game as the favourites.
Oh, undoubtedly they're the favourites. And but cup finals are cup finals, and you know, strange things can happen on big days. You know, so, look, we're really looking forward to it. We're really looking forward to the challenge. You know, it's another huge step in the development of these players. It's a great day out. It's all cup final days. It's just great to be involved in it.
So. And it's great for the girls getting the opportunity to play in the Dexcom Stadium. You know, from under 14s all the way up to under 18s. You know, it's something that I remember forever. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And Norman, like, even saying that too, because I wanted to go back to the occasion too as well. And that's another reason why I wanted to do this piece, that we can get the word out there, not just regards your game, but the other two games taking place, because this is going to be a massive day for all the clubs involved. But even in your situation there as well, with the under-14s playing beforehand too, no doubt in your young time as a club and the work you've done, especially over the last 2 or 3 years, like the support behind you there and the great runs that you've had at added level, at underage level, there'll be great support out in the Dexcom Stadium, getting behind the under-14 girls, and the majority of them will probably be involved in some capacity with the under-18s, but will certainly stay on to support them.
Hopefully. It does all add to the occasion, to the atmosphere, you know, and we might need them, you know. We might need them. So
like we'd have some girls that'll be playing with under-14s, and their older sisters would be playing with her under-18s. Mm-hmm. We'll say the likes of Niamh Gannon and Alva Gannon.
Yeah.
You know, it's Katie Craven and Amy O'Toole.
Katie O'Toole.
Yeah. You know, it's a real family day out as well, like, you know, which is great.
And it's great too, lads, that Connacht Rugby have made sure they swapped the under-16 and under-14 final to make sure that the games are going back-to-back. It favours Ballinasloe as well, obviously. They have two teams going up to the Dexcom on Sunday, but it'd be worse if you had to stretch them out a bit. At least the under-14 final will precede the under-18 final, regardless how the results go.
Yeah, that's the first I had heard of that. Well, it's really good news. We thought it was going to be a really long day, you know, from 10 o'clock till 4 or 5 o'clock up there. But no, that's really good news. Yeah.
That's the information we have as we talk on Tuesday at the moment. Just in case anybody is throwing something at the laptop or the radio, we have this information.
Oh, yeah. No,
come the weekend.
Yeah, you're correct there. I got an email there in the last hour confirming that.
Oh, we chatted before too, and I was listening to the two of you talking to William Davies last week. And I always feel it's important to remind people that Tumuk Durard, the Colts are very, very young outfit together as well. You've achieved so much in girls rugby over the last couple of years, but it's great to see the next generation coming through, because while our focus, especially the run to the All-Ireland final there a few months back, will be on the senior team at the moment, it's important that these players are coming through to guarantee the future of the club.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And just to go back to the under-18s, I think we had three or four of those under-18s played in the sports ground last Sunday, you know, so that may help us along a bit, you know, a bit of experience.
Just to throw in a name drop there, you mentioned Ella Burns already. Who were the other two?
Kian Irons has come on the second half, and Alicia Costello.
Yeah. That's brilliant too. And of course, we've mentioned too as well the importance of them being used to the occasion. Lads, before I let you go, we've established, because Ballina had those key names, that they are a serious threat and their form has been good. But you've learned an awful lot from your league campaign, getting into championship there as well. And of course, the experience you have as well, being involved with the adult team. How do you see this game going? And while we've established even stronger pack, what can you do to nullify Ballina's backs as such to turn this game around and make sure that you move to Rod Carey today? Let the Juvie answer that.
We might have to bribe a referee or something like that. You know?
I think the first 20 minutes of the game will be very tentative. I think both teams will be feeling each other out to see if there's a gap or a weakness. I expect Ben Laird to try and go wide, and we just have to try and stop them from going wide. I think that'll be the long and the short of it, really. And make it a battle.